Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our Alan Schar Talk on a bitterly cold morning, really the first bitterly cold morning of the winter. And it's no joke. You really do have to make sure you got those gloves on, cover the ears, make sure you dress appropriately as you head out, especially those kids going to school.
You are so right, David. I have to learn how to put Murray's coat on again. It's very difficult. But this is a time for taking care of pets, taking care of ourselves, making sure that we don't have exposed skin out there, because if we do, it could really mean a trip to the emergency room, and you don't want to do that.
Well, the cold winds are blowing through Washington, D.C. today, and WAMC will air the next phase of the impeachment at 10 a.m. It begins. The witnesses, well, we start with impeachment investigators hearing from William B. Taylor Jr., remember the top American diplomat in Ukraine, and George P. Kent, a senior State Department official in charge of Ukraine policy. We're about to see what kind of impact televised hearings will have in this digital era.
Well, I have a feeling that people will start to look. If it's too boring, they'll go away. We as Americans have a tradition of watching what we agree with and not watching what we don't agree with. You know, there'll be 45 minutes of intense professional lawyer questioning, which will be delegated to a highly effective prosecutorial type for the Democrats, and then the Republicans will get their same amount of time. And then the usual show-offs, the 5 minutes for the various legislators going around the table. It'll be interesting to watch. It'll be interesting to hear. But WAMC will certainly be there doing what it has to do. Now, in the afternoon, David, you get Erdogan coming from Turkey. And there, I think we have a communications problem. I was watching CNN earlier today. I usually admire what they do. But their analysis of how Trump is going to be up against Erdogan over certain problems that exist between the two countries. Yes, there may be problems with the State Department and official policy. But Trump does seem to go with whatever the Putinistics are in the situation. So I'm not so sure that the American media or that we know what the relationship between those two guys are. The real question is, what's the relationship between Erdogan and Putin? And once you have that straight, you begin to understand what's really going on here.
We also see that President Zelensky of the Ukraine has requested a meeting with Putin.
Well, sure. Why not play that card? It does appear that Putin has all of the cards. Obviously, you know, the Ukrainians are having huge problems with the Russians, the Soviets, who, you know, have all the cards. And since the United States doesn't seem to be helping at all, why not see if there's some way the Ukrainian leaders can make peace with the Russians? It makes sense.
Apparently, the Supreme Court is ready to let Trump end the Dreamers program. The conservative majority seems ready, says the New York Times, to support the president's plans to end a program that shielded 700,000 young immigrants from deportation. This is DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals.
Now, yesterday on our panel in the morning, I made a prediction. I said I had a fiver that said the judges who were appointed by Trump and the Republicans would be in one corner. People came back and said, well, Roberts is an honest negotiator. I said, no, Roberts can be counted on in certain situations, but not in this one, because he's always been rather open about his admiration for executive power. So I think it turns out I was right. I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so.
Well, Hillary Clinton is telling folks that many people are telling her to run. She said Tuesday, I, as I say, never, never, never say never. And I will certainly tell you, I'm under enormous pressure from many, many, many people to think about it. She told that to BBC Radio.
Arselma always says, playing to the Greek chorus. In other words, many people are advising me. Well, I am not one of them. However, you put yourself in Hillary Clinton's place. She won the election with the most votes. She lost the election because of the Electoral College. It's got to be tempting to get a little revenge and to say that you're running. I don't think it's going to happen. But, you know, you have Bloomberg coming in now, or maybe coming in. I have a feeling after his reception was rather cool. And you have my very good friend and a guy I very much admire, Deval Patrick, coming in. So why not Hillary? It does appear that the front runners are not doing very well. We're getting a great deal of mail on the panel from the Bernie people who are saying he's the answer. But the polls don't show it, but they say the polls don't mean anything. You know, they talk about how much money he's getting and how many people are there for him and his crowds and AOC and how she's endorsed him. So it's pretty fluid and pretty wide open right now.
You referenced the Electoral College. Could we see a repeat of 2016 where Trump wins in the Electoral College and the Democrat gets the popular vote?
Absolutely. In fact, it has been posited that the Electoral College once again would be Trump's savior, and that in fact, the numbers of voters for whoever the Democratic opponent is could be higher. But because of those states in the Electoral College, which have inordinate power, you could end up with another Trump victory.
And I was listening to the BBC about Bolivia, where uncertainty there has a senator claiming the interim presidency. This is Senator Jeanine Añez declaring herself interim president of the crisis-torn Andean country just hours after Evo Morales flew off to self-exile in Mexico. That's the former president now. Questions remain about who might rally around Añez, while Morales supporters angrily accuse her of trying to seize power. In her declaration Tuesday, it certainly sounded like from the BBC that there might have been a putsch here.
Well, look, somebody's got to do it. The vice president, the Senate president, everybody else has declared themselves out of it. So, of course, somebody's going to come forward and say, you know, I want this. And she has as much right as anybody else to do it. But the line of succession is very unclear here.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Stay warm today. Bundle up out there.
You bet, David. This is no laughing matter. This is going to be a rough winter. We know it.
Warm yourselves around the radio.
Well put.